Happy Friday, dear friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. This is Bible Sunshine number 65, if you can believe it. And this is the last day of spring. Tomorrow, the official first day of summer. So I'm glad you've joined us today. We're in Philippians chapter 3, and we want to move on to a new section today after just a brief review. But let's pray first. Father, thank you for the beautiful day. We thank you for the lovely springtime that we've enjoyed. And as we move into the summer season, we thank you that you are the same from day to day, year to year, season to season. And thank you that forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So speak to our hearts. Bless us as we study your word today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Philippians chapter 2, I would like to just review a few thoughts in verses 12 through 16. We've been studying here how to progress in the Christian life. I need to understand that I have not yet arrived to full maturity. Verse 12, I need to let go, that is, forget the past. In verse 13, and I need to press on to the future. Verse 13c and verse 14, and I need to keep growing in the present. Notice verses 15 and 16. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. So I understand in verse 15 that I must maintain this mindset of pressing on to maturity. Every day is a new opportunity for greater spiritual growth, for knowing Jesus better, for knowing the Word of God more fully. I must be open to God's correction of any other attitude. If I am stuck, if I am going the wrong way, then I need to be open to God's correction. The last part of verse 15 says, if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. We set out on the Christian life, and sometimes we do get off track. Sometimes we do turn around and go the wrong way. Sometimes we go off to the side and take a wrong direction. And we have to come back to where we got off and get back on the track. Some years ago, I was backpacking on the Appalachian Trail with one of my sons. And all of a sudden, I realized that the trail was getting very difficult. And it was sort of dangerous. And I wondered what was going on, and I looked down and noticed that it was not a well-trodden area. And I realized that we had gotten off the trail. So we made our way back to the trail, and I had missed the marks that are often placed on a tree to show that the trail turns. And instead of turning, I had gone straight, but I had gotten off the trail. And the trail, the path, the road of the Christian life, yes, it has twists and turns. And we have to be careful to follow the Lord Jesus, to follow the Scriptures. And if we find ourselves that we've gotten off track and now it's dangerous, it's rocky, it's where we shouldn't be, then we need to get back on the trail and press ahead following Jesus. So if we have a different mindset, God will reveal it to us. He will convict us. If we have gotten settled and we're not maturing, then may the Lord correct our thinking so that we would get back on track and follow Jesus. I need to understand that I need to live in the godly standard that I already know. Verse 16, Paul says, nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. I'd like to share two translations of this verse. Let us keep living by that same standard to which we have already attained. So I need to continue in the godly standard that I already know. Another translation. However, we should be guided by what we have learned so far. The scripture that we know, the relationship that we know, let that be guiding us into the future. And the now, let us be focusing on His truth, His direction, and not turn away from what we already know, but build on it, block by block, line by line, precept by precept. Let me share two quotes from Bible commentators about this passage. This testimony of the apostle reminded the saints at Philippi, and it serves to remind believers today, that there must never be a stalemate in their spiritual growth or a plateau beyond which they cannot climb. That was Dr. Leitner in the Bible Knowledge Commentary. And here's another quote from William MacDonald in the Believer's Bible Commentary. The upward call of God in Christ Jesus includes all the purposes that God had in mind in saving us. It includes salvation, conformity to Christ, joint heirship with Him, a home in heaven, and numberless other spiritual blessings. So Paul says, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That upward call one day takes us before the Lord at the Bema Seat. Why did God save us? Why did He sanctify us? Why did He leave us here on this earth? One day we will be before the Lord in His presence, and we will be rewarded for what we have faithfully done here by His strength and for His glory. Well, now I'd like to start the next section of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, and notice how it builds on what we've seen so far. Brethren, join in following my example, and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. The idea of continued spiritual growth, of continued positive spiritual progress, is continued here in verse 17 and following. From the journey, on this journey from earth to heaven, believers need help and assistance to pursuing the values, truths, and the Savior of their eternal home. How do we do that? Well, verse 17a tells us to follow godly examples. To follow godly examples. There is the necessity of help and leadership. Today, desperately needed are those mature examples in the faith. You, my friend, if you've been saved for a period of time, you can have a vital ministry of setting an example for someone new in the faith. Younger believers need an example. They need someone to follow. Paul says here, brethren, join in following my example. Imitate the life that you have seen in me. Follow the things that I do as I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. May God help us to be godly examples. It is a way that we can grow when we see godly people. We don't worship them, but we can imitate the godly patterns that they have. The patterns of prayer, the patterns of studying the Scripture, the patterns of witness, the patterns of faithfulness in the fellowship of believers. I want you to notice how the Apostle John addressed believers in the little book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Notice this starting with verse 12. Now we can debate, is he talking to people in their physical age, or is he talking to people in their spiritual age, or to both? Well, you can decide, but look what he says in 1 John 2, verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. John was the beloved apostle, and he was writing here, I think, to people of different levels of spiritual growth. Perhaps it also reflects their age. I'm not sure. But I believe it does reflect their spiritual progress. And notice, John himself is an example to each of these groups, the children, the young men, and the fathers. But notice how the young men are exemplary. Notice how the fathers are exemplary. The children have someone to follow. And there are people who are young in the faith. They know that they're saved, that their sins are forgiven. But they need to understand how to overcome the evil one. And the young people can be that example to them. And the young people need to know how to go deeper in the knowledge of God, to know the Father who is from the beginning. And so the fathers can be a tremendous example to the young people. The young people, a tremendous example to the spiritual children. All of us can be an example. And as we make progress in the Christian life, one way that we can do so in Philippians 3:17 is to follow godly examples. What kind of example are you today? May our children, our young people, may our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, may they be able to look to us and say, there is a consistent, godly example. I want to be like that. I want to follow them because they are following Christ. May we all be those examples. And if we are someone, I need an example, then pray to the Lord that He would give you a role model, a discipler, someone to point you forward in the Christian life. God wants us to make positive spiritual progress. Well, let's go today on the 19th of this month for prayer in the Philippines and prayer for believers in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is number 40 on the persecution ranking. Let's take these countries to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you that you are at work around the world. Thank you, Lord, for the strong believers that are in the Philippines. Thank you for the churches, the Bible colleges, the seminaries that are there. I pray that you will strengthen every true believer in Jesus Christ. I pray that you will multiply the methods for training, that strong and godly pastors will be raised up, that missionaries will be raised up, not only for the many, many islands of the Philippines, but for other countries in Asia and around the world. Strengthen the church that is there. And Father, for Sri Lanka, especially believers facing opposition and persecution, uphold them, Lord. Strengthen them. Bless them by your Spirit. Draw them close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And our Father, we pray that you will raise up strong and godly role models here in the United States and around the world, role models of faith, that, Lord, we would be able to disciple young people and children in the faith, that we would be godly that they could point to us and say, I want to be like they are because they are being like Christ. We pray for your power to this end. In Jesus' powerful, loving, faithful name, amen. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining us on Bible Sunshine. God willing, we'll be back Monday at 12 noon for Bible Sunshine number 66. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend in Christ.